Indomitable John Bonds, with his hair and tan of bronze, with his shoes, his sunglasses, and his smokes. He sits at all sorts of bars with all sorts of girls and tells them all sorts of dirty jokes. Take note of young John Bond, see how he stops and fawns when Alicia steps out from the crowd. You see, with Alicia, this joking with girls, the dirty jokes, is just not allowed. Do not pity John Bonds, he thinks this is where he belongs, at the side of his best and only girl. He's bought her everything, but he knows he'll never buy a ring, so they sit together on the tilt-a-whirl. And the tilt-a-whirl spins, its web of magic hate. Spins faster and faster for John until it's almost too late. The tilt-a-whirl spins its vertigo dream for John and Alicia. The only thing left to do is scream. One day, walking with John Bonds, Alicia stops and yawns and tells him that she's needing someone new. John tries to play it cool, but he's been played for a fool. He breaks, because there's nothing else to do. Still, don't pity old John Bonds. You can see that he's moved on, and convinced himself he likes to be alone. But that's hard to believe when you know he spends his nights sitting in bed by himself by the phone. 2 years pass for our John Bonds, and a lot of that pain is gone, and he's got his heart well set on young Sarah. It's back to the carnival, and the man by the tilt-a-whirl just keeps on shouting, "Step right up, sir." Tilt-a-whirl spins. It sends them soaring through the air. Another trip begins to send them anywhere. Tilt-a-whirl spins. It is vertigo felt. All we can do is to ride it. It's controlled by somebody else. Da-da-da-da.